I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get a little bit of me, Andy Dorf. Week 8 of the NFL. Obviously, college football in full throttle. Some interesting games, especially one here in Tempe, Arizona, where Houston laid the smackdown on ASU, and obviously so much more to talk about. World Series knotted up at 1-1 after the Dodgers get it done last night. First game, the Toronto Blue Jays are explosive, tons of runs. Second game, not so much, man, not so much, not happening, but obviously a ton of things happening in the sports world. We're here to talk about it. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Yeah, a lot to talk about. Yamamoto for the Dodgers, complete game, second game in a row, just looked dominant. The whole team looked dominant. ASU, just it was not pretty last night by any stretch, but those Crimson Tide, man, Roll Tide, they keep winning. Ole Miss with a big win, you know, so there's a lot going on, so let's get to it, my brother.
Absolutely. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk about that Toronto Blue Jay, Los Angeles Dodger matchup, 1-1, going back to L.A. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And now we're going to be joined by our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Obviously, another day in the Valley of the Sun. It's beautiful here. Got not much to complain about. However, last night, the Dodgers definitely took the wood to the Blue Jays last night. 5-1 was the final. Not the same type of thing that happened after game one, where the bats were cooking and guys were hitting balls left and right and this and that and the other. Four hits. Shohei goes the whole way. I'm sorry, not Shohei. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yamamoto goes the whole way, but Shohei does come back up, and he has, another game where home runs are coming for him. So the Dodgers got it going in game two. Are you a little concerned about going back to L.A., knotted up 1-1?
Yes and no. I'm just afraid that on Friday night the Blue Jays may have poked the bear one too many times, and given the Dodgers that wake-up call that they probably needed. But, it's not unusual for this Blue Jay team to go on the road and win key games. We saw them win 2 out of 3 in Seattle. They took 1 out of 3 the Interleague Series in Los Angeles during the year. So they can win there. The big problem is that we all know that the Dodger weakness is their bullpen. And to get to the bullpen, you've got to get past the starting rotation. And the rotation, with the exception of Snell on Friday night, who clearly had an off night, that rotation is pretty strong. It's pretty deep. We saw it last night with Yamamoto. Most nights, the numbers that Kevin Gausman put up are going to win you a baseball game. Somebody needs to be a little bit better than that, and that's exactly what Yamamoto was. And all of a sudden, the Blue Jays are down in the game when it looked like they were going to have a good chance to get back into it and stay in it. So a little bit disappointing, but if you'd said to me in the middle of June that we would be tied at 1-1 in the World Series and that the Blue Jays would even be in the World Series, I probably would have been a pretty happy guy. So at the end of the day, it's not bad. We were down 2-0 to Seattle, and we came back. So maybe being down, tied 1-1 with the Dodgers is not all that bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's not all that bad considering what that Dodger team has on there. John, just speak to the fact that what is Toronto there in the World Series? What does that mean to your city? Because those fans are jacked up. They are there. They are having a good time. You know, overall, what has it done for the city and just for everybody involved with the Blue Jays?
Well, the town is alive from a baseball standpoint again, Mike. You've heard me talk many times about each city in professional sports being a one-team city. And, you know, we talk about Los Angeles basically being a basketball city. We talk about Dallas being a football city. Toronto is a hockey city. The Leafs could go 2-80, and they'd still pack the place. The other teams, the Raptors, the Blue Jays, and all of the other hangers-on, they have to win to generate fans. And the Blue Jays have won this year. They've had some interest. They've been fun to watch. They've been packing the stadium. And I can't remember, and I've lived in this town mostly on, some off, for about 56 or 57 years. So I'm going to tell you that other than the opening year when it was a novelty to have a Major League Baseball team, I think this week, other than the World Series years, I have seen more Blue Jays memorabilia and paraphernalia that people are wearing. You get on the bus, you see Blue Jays hats, hoodies, T-shirts. You get in the car and you drive and you see people with Blue Jay flags hanging out the back of their windows. I was at the Curling Club on Friday night, and I'm going to tell you that maybe 80% of the people there had something on that was Blue Jays related, and the TVs were on in the lounge. Everybody is interested. And let's face it, you know, we all know about the drought for the Stanley Cup for the Toronto Maple Leafs for the last 50-some years. This is like manna from heaven to see a Toronto team in a championship. We saw it with the Raptors once. We've seen it with the Blue Jays twice. This is novel. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for a lot of people. And a lot of current baseball fans weren't around the last time that the Blue Jays were in the World Series. So it's brand new for a lot of people. So it's very exciting. It's great for the city. It's great for the economy. And it's kind of pushing the Leafs to the back page in the sports section. And that does not happen very often in this town.
Interesting stuff. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball World Series action. Hey, let me ask you this, okay? Because it seemed to be the downfall for the Brewers against the Dodgers, and I'm wondering if it'll be the same situation for Toronto. You just can't leave guys on base. And there were, you know, in the first three innings, you guys had guys on the corners twice, if I'm not mistaken. One time with no outs, one time with one out.
Correct.
How does that psyche mentally get to the guys when you can't get guys across the plate, you know, and you have opportunity after opportunity to do it? What's the mindset moving forward? Because you know how dominant the Dodger pitching can be. And if you don't get to these guys early, then you may have what happened with Yamamoto last night where, you know, you dust him up a couple times in the first few innings, but you're unable to really get any runs across, and he's able to weather the storm. How many times can the Blue Jays have that happen to them before they get a little crushed inside and they feel like, you know, it's the task is too great, I guess. So how do they stop that from happening when they're leaving guys on base so often, John?
They have to cash those guys in. You're quite correct in terms of, you know, runners at the corners with nobody out in the first inning and a chance to put something on the board and answer that Dodger run in the top of the first inning. Then it happened again. I'm trying to think now whether it was the second or the third inning. I think it might have
third
been the
inning.
Third inning. They were in exactly the same spot, only with this time with one out. We all know that in the major leagues, when you've got a runner at third base with less than two out, you should be getting something, even if it's a sacrifice fly or a pass ball or whatever. You expect that guy to score. When he doesn't score, I think that just kind of builds up your what's the word I'm looking for? Defeatism, I guess, is the word I'm looking for here.
Anxiety, maybe?
Yeah, anxiety. Yeah, that's a good word for it. You kind of get to the point where maybe you feel a little beaten before you even get to the plate, and you know how good this Dodger starting pitching staff is, and all of a sudden you're thinking there, wow, we're doing our very best here, and we've got runners at the corners with nobody out, we've got these wonderful opportunities, and we're doing nothing with it. Is this guy going to kill us tonight? And that's kind of what happened. I mean, you look at the numbers that Gausman put up last night, 17 in a row after the first inning, pitches into the seventh inning, and, you know, he deserved a heck of a lot better. And I said to one of my friends while the game was on, we were exchanging notes, and I said to him, we may pay for these lack of runs, and Gausman deserves a whole lot better, and I hope it doesn't come back to bite us. And it did come back to bite us, and it's a sad situation because one of the things we've seen with this Blue Jay team, and obviously I've been following it a lot more closely than you guys have, is that in the games that they have lost, it has not been, with one exception, the fifth game in Seattle, it has not been a pitching issue. It's been a lack of offense issue.
Sure.
They lost game one to the Seattle Mariners, one run, two hits. They lost a game in Seattle with three hits. They lost a game in Seattle with two hits, and they lost last night to the Dodgers with four hits. You're not going to score a lot of runs if you don't get a lot of hits, and if you don't get a lot of runs, you're not going to win a lot of games. So it's a domino effect. They've got to get those bats going, and they've got to get some consistency. You can't go out and score 10, 11, 12, and 13 like they have in some of the previous series every night. You have to assume that you're going to have a bad night and or you're going to run into a good pitcher. Last night,
yeah,
Both of those things happened.
Yeah, absolutely. There it is. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about this, John, because game three right around the corner tomorrow, and Max Scherzer will be on the hill for the Blue Jays, and I got to think that that's a good thing. I know he's a little past his prime, but if there's anybody that can turn it back, I'm going to bet on Max to turn it back. So let's keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and we are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, right now, talking Major League Baseball, World Series, Game 3 action is where we're at right now. Obviously, it comes up on Monday, and I just mentioned before the break that at the end of the day, it could be worse. Okay, you could be down 2-0. It could be 2-0 if you would have gotten some more hits and made things happen. It just wasn't meant to be in Game 2, so Game 3 is here. And you got Max Scherzer on the hill. How do you feel about the way he's performed thus far in the postseason, and does he have another game like he had the last game in him, John, to go out there and, you know, shake things up a little bit and give the Blue Jays fans and the Blue Jays themselves a lot of hope and belief that they can get this thing done even though they lost home field advantage? But you got 3 in L.A., and I think it's tough to win, you know, 3-4 games in a row. I think it's tough. So I'd almost bet my life on the fact that this thing is going to go back to Toronto. And to get that done, they got to get 1. And why not have it be Game 3 with Max Scherzer on the hill, John?
I hope you're right. I'm a little puzzled with the choice, to be honest with you. I think the choice is strictly on experience, it's on emotion, and they're hoping that his pride will dig deep and bring him back to the Scherzer that we've seen over the years as opposed to the one that we saw in the regular season this year. Clearly, we'd love to see a game like the last time he was out in the postseason. I was a little surprised, and the reason I was a little surprised was that I would have flipped, they've named Bieber as the Game 4 starter, and I would have flipped them. A, because that's the way the rotation worked in the first two series. But to me, more importantly, if, a big if, this goes 7, that would mean that Scherzer, it would be his turn to pitch Game 7. I would have thought that they would have gone with Bieber on Monday night, then giving him the 4 days off for any potential Game 7 on Saturday. Because with all due respect to Max Scherzer and his history and all of the wonderful things he's done in a surefire Hall of Fame career, as we stand today in 2025, if I'm the Blue Jays, I think I'd rather have Bieber on the mound in Game 7 with everybody else in reserve than Scherzer on the mound in Game 7 with everybody else in reserve. Unless they're hoping that his pride digs so deep, I'm very surprised that they have done it this way. I was a little surprised that they didn't start Gausman in Game 1 and they put Yosevich in Game 1, because this means that Yosevich's second start now is going to be in L.A. I would have thought they would have tried to protect him by having any potential second start in Toronto. So I would have thought that they would have gone Gausman, Yosevich, rather than the way that they did. But, you know, these guys are paid to manage the Blue Jays. I'm not. I'm just sitting here, you know, criticizing it from a third chair. But At the end of the day, I would have rather seen Bieber pitch Game 3, but I understand why they're going with Scherzer from a standpoint that they got to feel that his experience is going to be a big factor here. If it works, it's a great decision. If it doesn't work, it puts them in an even bigger hole in my mind.
John, as we get to game three, and you know, my question was going to surround Scherzer a little bit and what you thought of his choice. But speak to what Glasnow is going to, you know, he's going to be the guy going for the Dodgers, what he presents for the Blue Jays in terms of issues or, you know, things that they can look for try and dominate on. And then speak to just Yamamoto last night. You know, this is his second complete game in a row. That doesn't happen a lot. And he does this in the World Series, and just how dominant he was on Saturday night.
Well, and just before you, but hey, John, just before you mention that, I want to also just say about Yamamoto last night, when you think about that first inning, he had 20-some-odd pitches already in that first inning, and then all of a sudden he just started delivering pitches, and that pitch count just wasn't, it just didn't continue to grow. It was almost like the guy was pitching less and less each and every inning. So they were close to getting to him is my point, but for some reason he shut it down immediately and just gained control. I think he put out 20 straight or something like that. So just speak to that dominance about how good he was and how he was able to just manage it after that interesting first inning where they almost got to him. And then again, it happens in the third inning, and he just has the composure and the character to just mow right through it and not let it become an issue. That was impressive.
Yeah, well, let's deal with the Glasnow issue first, because I think that's a quicker answer. He spent a lot of years with Tampa Bay, so clearly he knows the Blue Jays well from, you know, 19 games against them every year, and the Blue Jays know him quite well from, you know, two or three starts every year against him for 4 or 5 years. So that's going to be interesting to see who has made the adjustment in the 2 or 3 years that he has been away from Tampa Bay. I got to think that the Blue Jays are going to make some adjustments overall from a hitting standpoint. Hitting coach David Popkins has been very good at that. He's always come up with a plan. This guy is he's a coach from a statistical standpoint and a technical standpoint, I think, rather than anything else. I don't think he's going to teach guys like Bichette and Guerrero and Barger to hit, but I think he's going to give them more of a mental situation to consider, and I think that's going to be the factor there. It's going to be a question of who has adjusted the most. About the Yamamoto situation, how many great pitchers have we seen over the years where the motto was, if you don't get to him early, you're not going to get to him at all? I'm thinking of guys like Ferguson Jenkins. I'm thinking of guys like Bob Gibson. I'm thinking about guys like Don Drysdale. And, you know, I'm talking about storied names here. Steve Carlton would be another one that comes to mind. This and Roy Halladay, this is going to be that type of situation, I think, with Yamamoto. He struggled in the first inning. I think that was a wake-up call for him. But when he got out of that first inning, I think it built his confidence, much the same way as we talk about the Blue Jays losing their confidence by not getting hits. I think his confidence and his momentum grew. And to your point, he then cut that pitch count down tremendously and was going out and having 7, 8, 9 pitch innings. I think he had a 6-pitch inning at one point in time. This is the sign of a good pitcher, and we all think of him as a rookie, but let's remember that he was a star in Japan for 5, 6, 7 years. He won, I'm not sure the name of the award, but it's the equivalent of the Japanese Cy Young Award. He won that award a couple of times. So we're not talking about a guy that's fresh off the block. We're talking about a guy that's experienced. We're just seeing him at the major league level for the first time. 2 consecutive complete games doesn't happen very often. I think the last time it happened was 2015, 2016. So clearly it's something the Dodgers needed, and Dave Roberts was probably tremendously happy about it because it meant he didn't have to go to that bullpen.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, it was just an absolutely impressive, unbelievable performance from Yamamoto, where he got it together, you know, very quickly, and the composure was just something to just marvel at, to be honest with you. Look, I think you guys have a great shot still, John. So you can hold your head up high. You can go into game three feeling pretty good. All you really have to do is get one. And if you can somehow get two, you guys are right back in the driver's seat. So, and quite frankly, you know, I think Glass now is someone that you guys can get to, similar to, you know, Snell had a bad game. I don't disagree with you, but it's the wasted pitches. And you didn't see Yamamoto waste many pitches after the first inning and the third inning. Those were his two innings that were a little spotty for him. But it's the wasted pitches. And I think that Glasnow is a guy that will waste a few more pitches. Snell didn't have it going on. He was wasting a few pitches. But Yamamoto got it going, and he didn't waste any pitches. So I think it's about having a real fresh arm and just play smart, and you have a good shot at this thing. And get one, and then we'll worry about getting two, John. Okay?
Exactly. I'm confident if they can get it back to Toronto, we're in this with a real even shot at the very worst. But to your point, we got to win one in Los Angeles, force a game six. We've seen it happen before, where a favorite team has lost game one, and then another team has come back. And I'm old enough to remember the '69 Mets Baltimore series, where the Mets were complete outsiders. Baltimore won very easily in game one, but then the Mets caught fire and won four. I'm hoping that the Dodgers aren't going to do that, but I think we're talking about a very good Blue Jay team, a team that has fought back a lot. I think they've had 52 or 53 come from behind wins over the course of the season. It's been a team effort. Everybody has been contributing. The 7, 8, 9 guys have been contributing as much as the 3, 4, 5 guys. That, to me, has got to be a good sign. We didn't play very good defense last night.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And haven't done this all day. By the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, all right, I don't want to spend too much time on this because we have a lot of games to get through, obviously, from what happened on Saturday's action. But you were at the ASU Houston football game, and I'll tell you what, man, Houston came to play. You just got to give them all kinds of credit. They shut down ASU in the first half, not yielding a point through three quarters, to be honest with you. They literally came out and they stomped them for a long, long time. But once again, ASU showed a lot of heart, a lot of grit, a lot of determination, made it a one-score game, losing 24-16, having a shot at the end of the game. Unfortunately, it didn't work out right for them. Some turnovers after the missed kick, which was kind of crazy that the guy missed the field goal from that close for Houston, giving ASU a little shot, a little glimmer of hope, but obviously it wasn't meant to be, and Houston escapes with a victory. And I'll tell you what, this Wigman kid, pretty impressive performance from him, running the ball, throwing the ball very effectively. Houston looked the part, my friend. They played a hell of a football game here against ASU, so kudos to them, and a really, really tough loss for ASU, pretty much taking them out of everything, Mike. So where does ASU go from here?
Look, they got to go to Iowa State. They got it next week, and they got going to Ames next week, and Iowa State's going to be a ticked off squad because they got their stuff handed to them yesterday by BYU, and that BYU squad. And we can talk about them a little bit, but that BYU squad is bad to the bone, man. Like they can play. The Mormons can play, they got some work left to do in front of them, and last night like you said, Andy, for three quarters, Houston just said, "You're not getting in the end zone. We're gonna smack you around. We're gonna hit you." They put some hits on Sam Levitt last night and pressure on him that I'm sure ASU really hasn't seen this year, and they knocked Sam Levitt out the game for a couple of plays first half.
Let me ask you this, Mike, real quick, since you just mentioned that about Sam Levitt. He wasn't in the game at the end of the game, and you had mentioned to me something about a concussion potentially that they were holding him out for concussion reasons. I got to ask you about that last hit of the game, because quite frankly, man, I didn't care one way or another who won that game. Okay, that's how I've learned to be as a sports guy. Yes, I went to ASU and I've got the ties and I love ASU, all that stuff. But honestly, it didn't matter to me whether they won or lost the game. However, that last play where they were making the pass play, I gotta tell you, I really did feel like the kid was leading with his helmet, and they could have called that a targeting. They didn't. Were you shocked and surprised at that, to be honest with you?
Maybe a little bit, but from our vantage point and then the replays that they were showing the up in the press box and stuff, it certainly looked like it was targeting to me, but it looked like he led with his shoulder more than his head.
Okay.
At least from what we saw up there. Like, I'm just going off what I saw up there.
I mean, it was everything. a bang bang play, right? I mean, again, it was close, and I don't know. I almost feel like, you know, that was one that they probably could have given to ASU. They didn't. So obviously the outcome is the outcome, and you know, they turn the ball over on downs. I mean, it is what it is. Let's jump to some other stuff, because I don't want to spend too much time on that and not give these other schools some love. I got to say that I think the most impressive team, and I want to get your thought on this too, the most impressive team to me in the country right now is the Indiana Hoosiers. They just continue to put up a ton of points. They don't give up a lot of points. I understand, you know, that the competition level isn't always the greatest, but truth be told, they're manhandling people, and UCLA has been playing better. So the way that they went out there and put up 56 and only gave up 6, and UCLA was literally like, dude, I've never seen this before. When you're losing by as many as they were losing by, and they're still kicking field goals, okay? So I want to give them credit for taking the points instead of, you know, and not forcing things. But in that situation, I think you got to force stuff a little bit more, okay? But in general, to me, Indiana is the most impressive team in the country. You mentioned Alabama. They had a tough one, man. Like South Carolina was up for the task, and they had upset on their mind. Oh, dude, they had upset on their mind, right? But they had a couple of things happen, and Alabama being Alabama, they were able to capitalize on that stuff. So very impressive there. Oregon beating Wisconsin 21-7. To me, that's concerning for Oregon. I'm sorry. I mean, look, Wisconsin is lousy at best. And the fact that they were able to hold Oregon to 21 points is shocking. I know that Oregon only gave up 7 points to an absolutely abysmal Wisconsin offensively run team with a backup quarterback. That's not a good performance, Mike. I'm sorry. I don't think that's a good performance from Oregon. So, Ole Miss. Wow. Let's talk about a team that is able to rebound from a really really tough loss, right, against Georgia, where we thought they may pull that upset off, and then they go to Norman against Oklahoma, and they play one hell of a football game, my friend. The defense was getting after it. The offense was efficient. Ole Miss, where are you on Ole Miss? I think they're freaking legit, bro. What say you?
Oh, no. Well, look, yeah, Ole Miss and what Lane Kiffin's doing, they are legit. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of people that I saw like, Oklahoma can get this game and they can kind of ruin it for Ole Miss. And I'm like, no, they can. But Ole Miss not any scrub. They're not a scrub team at all. I mean, you're ranked number 8 in the country or 9, you know, whatever poll you're looking at, for a reason. And they made the plays when they had to. And I will say this, like the last couple of possessions that Oklahoma had in that game, the Sooner quarterback, John Mateer, was missing guys that are wide open, and his throws weren't even close. Like they were sailing over the receiver's head. Like the receiver had no shot at making a play on the ball in those last two possessions. He was throwing stuff short, and I was like, and I know Mateer can spin the ball pretty well. Like, he's a decent quarterback. But, man, to miss his receivers like he did yesterday was just insane. To go back to your point about Indiana, Indiana, to me right now, they're playing the best, and I wouldn't want any piece of Indiana going into the college football playoff. at all. Like, I would want to avoid them as long as I possibly could before playing them. That coach has them playing at a high level, at a very physical level. Indiana is a physical team. Brett, you know, to use a phrase that you hear over the course of time with football, you better bring your lunch pail when you are playing Indiana, because if you don't, you're going to get embarrassed. And UCLA got embarrassed yesterday. I think the spread on the game yesterday was like 28.5 points. And people were like, oh, UCLA can cover, but it knew. Like, that Indiana just had, they had no inkling of letting UCLA off the hook yesterday. Like I mentioned earlier, BYU, talk about a physical team. BYU will beat you up too. So there are teams out here in the college football landscape that are going to be physical with you, and you better be ready to play. Otherwise, you're going to get embarrassed. And I'm telling you, with Indiana, Andy, I think when they went into Eugene at Autzen and just beat the holy you know what out of the Ducks in Autzen, I think that's a game that proved to themselves that they can win in hostile environments. And Autzen is one of those hostile environments. It is very tough to win in Eugene. And they went in there and did that. And I think that was a huge confidence booster for the Hoosiers and that staff moving forward. But yeah, I mean, there are teams out there come college football playoff time that you're going to want to avoid at all costs as long as you can.
Second straight year where Indiana is 8-0. And a lot of people were making a big deal out of the contract extension that they gave to the head coach. And, you know, I mean, yeah, they beat Oregon, and then boom, the guy gets an extension, and people were somewhat questioning it and saying, oh, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years, this or that and the other, and you just don't know. But truth be told, one hell of a job turning that program around and changing the culture in Indiana big time.
Yeah, big time. I mean, let's face it. He got that contract extension for the work he's done with that program and what they've done overall. But he also got it so Penn State couldn't come in and just offer just all sorts of crazy money.
Sure.
To him. But at the end of the day, I didn't really think he was going to go from one Big Ten school to the other Big Ten school and do that kind of move. But I mean, that money extension was given for that. But Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech.
You were literally reading my mind, because that's exactly where I was going, bro. Georgia Tech is 7 in the country. They're still undefeated. One of maybe 6 teams that is still undefeated. Extremely impressive the way that this Hayes King guy goes out there and just plays fantastically each and every week. Georgia Tech is legit. They got a great defense. They got a powerful offense. We're going to see some newcomers and some new faces. I think that's what I'm getting from this year's college football, Mike. We're going to see some different schools. Yeah, it is. It's exactly what we want. So we'll be back on the other side to wrap up this hour, which would mean hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. Hour two is all about the NFL. Week 8 is here, man. It's here. It's unbelievable. We're almost halfway through the NFL season. It's crazy how quick it goes. Speaking of which, we got to take a pause for the cause. It goes quick here, too. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorfman. Mike, we haven't done this at all today, so we've only got a couple minutes to do it. The association is back, my friend, and we haven't talked about...
Baby.
We haven't talked about the Chauncey Billups deal, Terry Rozier, other guys involved in this stuff. I'm sure that there's a long laundry list of things. But with that being said, I got to say the first couple few games have been literally off the hook. A couple of crazy overtime games and just a lot of fun to start out the NBA season. No LeBron to start for the Lakers for a few weeks now. But just your initial thoughts about the NBA and all the turmoil surrounding the NBA at this point.
Look, I'm excited the NBA's back, good, bad, or indifferent, or anything in between, right? Watching the Celtics the first couple of games, it's going to be a different year for us Celtic fans, and that's okay. Yep. It's a process, you know, type of deal. So that is what it is. But with the gambling, I'll just say this: these players are told what they should do and what they shouldn't do. They're given all the guidelines. And any major sport, all these guys are told to stay away from gambling, treat it like the plague. And if these things are true, like, I truly feel embarrassed. I feel an amount of embarrassment for them because of what they did to themselves, what they did to their families, and just what they did to the league. It's a great league. You and I both love the NBA. but for what they did are doing to the league, and causing some mistrust and, you know, maybe what is real and what's not type of deal. I just feel bad for him.
Hey, we opened Pandora's box, man. That's all I'm going to say. We opened Pandora's box and we allowed the gambling to be legal, and you get what you deserve. And unfortunately, people have taken this way too far. We got to take a break. Hour one in the books. Hour two's coming up, baby. All about the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention, and you probably haven't, NASCAR can celebrate some wins. Everything about console video game that wasn't immediately panned by its
holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and it's week 8 of the NFL season, baby, and hour 2 is all about the NFL. So much to talk about, so many storylines each and every single week, Mike Wilson, and week 8 is no different, my friend. The red-headed bomber is back for the Panthers, bro. Can you believe it or what? The red-headed bomber, Andy Dalton, man, he's back. And it's kind of weird to me, you know, but at the end of the day, look, the red-headed bomber, he's back. He's been in Cincinnati. He's been in Carolina. He's been all over the joint, man. But week 8 is here, bro. How jacked up are you for Green Bay and Pittsburgh tonight, my friend? You and I, we might be going back and forth tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, look, the one game of the day that I'm really interested in is the night game with your Packers and my family's Steelers. And my son just wanted to pass along a little thing last night. He's like, hey, tell that Dorf guy my Steelers are coming. They're coming for him.
Yeah, we're coming for Aaron Rodgers, too. So a little bit of both. Man. We'll see what happens. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back, man. We're going to get into week 8 of the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. I'm seeing that Nick Mangold, the 7-time Jet Pro Bowl guy, yeah, just passed away. I just seeing that come across. That's sad. That's shocking. Hey, thoughts and prayers go out to his family and everybody that he touched. I remember watching that guy play. He was a hell of a player, a good center, if I remember correctly. Yeah, he was a total beast. So I just saw that come across my feed here in the Dorfont Sports Studios. Listen, man, let me ask you this. I got to talk to you a little bit about this because it was absolutely incredible. You know, in a week where we saw maybe one of the greatest individual performances by anybody in any sport of all time, and I'm obviously talking about what Shohei Ohtani did against the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, the same week this happened, okay, the Denver Broncos came back from like 18 points down, yeah, or whatever it was in the fourth quarter to win a football game. You know, I just got to say that every single thing had to work out right in that situation, Mike, right? Like, they had to get two 2-point conversions. They had to score two touchdowns, and then they had to get two 2-point conversions, and they needed to get a field goal just to get the game tied, right? Just like incredible stuff. And then the breakdown on the other side for the Giants, where you know, you're cruising. You have this game won, but at the end of the day, you wind up losing this one. So how does this affect both of these teams this week when you think about it, right? The Denver Broncos play the Dallas Cowboys, if I'm not mistaken, and the Dallas Cowboys offense has been absolutely on fire with what Dak Prescott is able to do. And now CD's back in the lineup, and he's got George Pickens. This is an offensive juggernaut, and then the way that the running back is running, like they do have a good offense. So they've got Denver in Denver this week, and then the Giants have the Eagles in Philadelphia this week. So, you know, two different outcomes for both of these teams. How do you think they affect both of them moving forward?
Well, look. With Denver, you know, you got a young quarterback, you got young guys. It helps their confidence in believing that they can win in this league, and that they can, you know, they can win in situations that appear to be, you know, kind of a lost cause. I mean, lack of a better term there, but that's what that was with Denver. I mean, that was insane. Like, I'm sitting there watching that game, Andy, with my son, and we're both looking at each other like, are we seeing what we think we're seeing right now? Holy smokes, this is crazy. And then, you know, who was the other team you're talking about? Was it the Cowboys or the Giants that you were talking
about? The Giants, because they lost Giants. That game, right? Yeah. Like, so that's got to, yeah. The young Jackson Dart, you know, this kid has definitely made an impact, but he also, you know, made an interception late in the game, had a few bad plays, and gave the opposition the opportunity to fight back and battle and somehow, some way, come out with the victory, too.
Yeah, no, and look, and it can have the opposite effect on the Giants, obviously. You know, they got young guys on that team, a young quarterback, like you said. You know, they got Cam Scataboo, a young running back who's, I'm telling you, Scataboo's almost becoming like a cult favorite with the Giants and their fans with how he plays the game. But overall, blowing a lead like that, And just the way that it kind of played out can be demoralizing, because with a young quarterback, you know, Andy, the more wins you get, the more confident you get, and you know, this is going to be a learning experience for Jackson Dart. And look, if you look at Jackson Dart and you look at Russell Wilson and their kind of compare their stats, they're about the same. In terms of stats. So, you know, as much of a spark, like emotionally, that Jackson Dart gives the Giants, he still has to play better. Like, he can't be turning the ball over like he is, or taking chances like he has been. So everything in New York's kind of a learning experience, and to the same respect, it is for Denver. But the more that you win in tight situations, the more confidence you have as a quarterback and as a team moving forward.
Look, at the end of the day, the dimension that he adds to the New York Giants is his ability to escape the pocket. That's the difference, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, yeah. I agree with you. The passing is not, it's not going to blow you away. Actually, it's probably the other way. You're like, wow, this guy struggles throwing the ball. But his legs have been the difference, and he's been able to scramble and make some plays to give the Giants a different look at the quarterback. So that, to me, has been the difference. Let me ask you about this now. Danny Jones, after the performance.
Danny Jones.
Well, but think of it like this. After the performance that we saw from Baker Mayfield in Detroit where he struggled profusely. Jared Goff really wasn't that much better, to be honest with you. I'm starting to think that Danny Dimes has a legitimate shot at being the MVP of this league. And the guy he's got to battle right now is not Josh Allen. It's not Lamar Jackson. It's actually Patrick Mahomes right now, when you think about what Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have been able to do in the last few weeks where they've turned their season around. I'm still pretty high on the Colts, and I'm still pretty high on Danny Dimes, but I do know that it can go bad for Danny Dimes at any moment in time. But right now, currently, I like him to be the MVP of this league at this moment in time, but we know, like someone says, it's always fluid and it can always be changing.
I don't think there's a better phrase that you've uttered in a few weeks other than that one there, my friend. We know that this can go sideways fairly quick for Daniel Jones, you know, with what we saw when he was in New York. We know it can go sideways fairly quick, but he seems to have found a coaching staff that can help his game. And, you know, I keep looking at Jones, Andy, kind of like I look at Baker now. He's found a spot where they accept him, they accept his flaws, and they keep working on his flaws. And they, from all accounts, Andy, like, the Colts believe in Jones. I mean, they're paying him a bunch of money. I mean, make no mistake about that, but they seem to believe in him, and a kid like that or a guy like that, sometimes that's all he needs is a change of scenery to feel better about his game and about being a pro. And, you know, when I look at Baker and his thing in Tampa Bay, I see the same thing. Coaching staff that believes in him. You're our guy. Here we go. Make your plays. You know, try and limit the mistakes, but make some plays for us. And he's doing that. I mean, Baker's doing that with a receiving core that is not the greatest right now.
Right. No, absolutely. He's throwing to like his 4, 5, and 6 guy. Mike Evans back out again. No Godwin. I think the rookie's back for him, so that'll help, obviously. But they're going to New Orleans, man. It's not as easy as you think. I know they're not that great, but you just never know, man, in those division games. Hear the music. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do it. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about Week 8 of the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Can get at us on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, Aaron Rodgers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, going up against the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love. Look, man, you can't make this stuff up. We know how much the history there is between Rodgers and the Packers, and actually even Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, because that's how he won his Super Bowl, right, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is kind of one of those bittersweet games, man. You know, like, I really think it's going to be a fun one. I think you're going to see a lot of points. I think you're going to see some great quarterback play from Rodgers and Jordan Love. And I look at this as a – this is going to be a memorable game, Mike Wilson.
It certainly has the ability to be that. You know, and like you said, with all the history with Rodgers and the Pack and – you know, Rodgers' best years in the NFL were certainly as a Green Bay Packer, and what he did for that organization and won you a Super Bowl. And it's just too bad they couldn't have won more with Rodgers. But yeah, I've seen the interviews that the Pittsburgh media has done with Rodgers in terms of this game, and Aaron can be Aaron. He can be a little eccentric. He can be a little funky from time to time. I think he's handled it pretty well. He's like, look, yeah, like I appreciate everything and everybody in Green Bay and what they did for my career and the connections. And he talked about, you know, he still loves Green Bay and the people and the fans. And so, you know, he knows what this game and what people are going to talk about. But I don't think it's going to certainly not take away from his focus of trying to win another game, for the Steelers. And on the flip side, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Packers are acutely aware of what Rodgers meant to them and all that, but that's not going to keep them from trying to game plan and trying to take away things that Aaron does well, even at I don't even know how old he is anymore, like 56 or what, you know, whatever he is. But you know, the Packers are going to try and limit that, and I'm sure Jordan Love wants to put on a show for his mentor a little bit, and the guy that came before him, and show him how well he's developed and all that. I get it. So I agree with you, Andy, that this game's going to have some points with it. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch, and it's certainly an entertaining game to watch.
41 years old, December 2nd. He will be 42, by the way. And I believe they made some history a week ago or so ago when he played Joey Flacco, with both those guys being 40-plus. Look, man, it's just one of those games where there's a lot riding on this, much more beyond the game itself. It's pride, it's respect, it's, you know, this guy that was so good for an organization like you're talking about, and then he passed the keys to this younger guy in Jordan Love, who has definitely shown us some moments of greatness himself. But at the same time, I think Jordan's got a lot of growing up and a lot of learning to do in this league yet. So this could be a good stepping stone to that direction, if you ask me. And, you know, you get an opportunity to go up against your mentor, right? Like that. Like I think it's pretty cool, to be honest with you. And I also think it's pretty cool when you think about Aaron Rodgers being able to play for two of the most historied and decorated franchises in the history of the game, you know, in the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers. Like, again, I think if you could tell somebody, hey, this is going to be your life and this is what you're going to do, I think you can say to yourself, wow, I've lived out my childhood dream and then some with the organizations that I've had an opportunity to be involved with. And just kind of think about that to a certain degree. It truly is pretty special. However, I'll tell you what, I would really like for the Green Bay Packers to go in there and get that one done, and have Jordan Love get this one up on Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, so I think there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on between the two of these guys, and I think that we'll see it throughout the game.
Oh no, I absolutely, like, the student wants to show the teacher, show the professor something or two tonight. Oh, of course that's true. And I think Jordan Love's going to get some good opportunities because, let's face it, the Pittsburgh defense has not been the Pittsburgh defense that we thought it would be at the beginning of the year. I mean, Pittsburgh spends their money on defense. Like they spent a bunch of money extending T.J. Watt. They've brought other guys in on defense to play and sign them. They spend their money on defense when everybody and their brother spends money on offense in the league. But look, Green Bay has to deal with D.K. Metcalf. That's a guy that's really benefited or really likes playing with Rodgers, with Aaron Rodgers, and you can, it's vice versa as well. So it's going to be interesting to see just what Green Bay does defensively, with it. And one funny little side note here, I text my son, Andy, and I said, do you have any, you know, trash talk for the Dorf man? And he goes, actually, I don't, but just tell him I'm scared of Micah Parsons. That guy just scares the living bejesus out of me. And he had a couple of laughing emojis and stuff, but it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be entertaining. I think this is probably the best game of the day. Out of all the matchups, this is probably the one that most people are most anticipating to watch.
You know, you just mentioned Micah Parsons, and he's definitely had an impact on the Green Bay Packers to a certain degree, where, you know, the first couple weeks the defense was really flying around the field and this and that and the other, and the last few weeks not as much. And, you know, you mentioned T.J. Watt, and you mentioned them spending a lot of money on the defensive side of the ball. T.J. Watt hasn't been T.J. Watt this year to a certain degree. You know,
right.
this could be a game where he can turn things around a little bit and get after Jordan Love. I do think that there's something to, you know, what Zach is saying, because I think, whoever has more of an impact on this game, whether it's Micah or TJ on the defensive side of the ball, you know, wreaking havoc for the quarterback, I do think that that could play a major role in the outcome of the game. I think, you know, to a certain degree, he's on to something, but I'm also on to something, too, when I say that TJ Watt and the Pittsburgh Steelers defense has been anything but great this year. They've given up a lot of points to a lot of teams that I wouldn't yep. expect them to give up points to. So that's kind of why my head is like, wow, this is going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, I just think that there's going to be plays made. And, you know, to your point about DK Metcalf, he's back, and I think that Christian Watson will probably be active tonight.
Yep.
So there's the deep threat for the Green Bay Packers to a certain degree. I just think it's going to be one hell of a football game. Let me ask you this real quick before we get to a break. Drake May, he's come. He's coming, man. He's really, really coming. I think this is a big game for them. I think this is a big game for them. You know, the Browns are, they're just kind of there. Like, you know, last week they had a pretty good showing last week, and you can't have a slip up against a team like the Browns, right? I don't think it happens to the New England Patriots. I think they continue to roll, but. Talk a little bit about Drake May and his progression. The kid is—he looks fantastic.
Drake May has shown everybody why he was picked so high, like, and what they saw in the potential of a Drake May. So it doesn't shock me that New England got something like this right. Because let's face it, over the years, they've been fairly good at evaluating talent, developing talent. And now that you got Mike Vrabel there, the adult in the room who knows how to coach, who's a very good motivator, and culture guy, you know, the connection that I see between Vrabel and Drake May reminds me of Kenny Dillingham and Sam Levitt. Like there is just a connection there that they enjoy playing football. They enjoy being around each other. And it's showing on the field. And when you have this kind of culture starting to be developed there in New England, New England and Boston is the city of champions. Like, let's face it, with all the titles they've won and all the sports up there, it's fun to see that the Patriots are at least showing people, hey, we're back, we're here, we're not going anywhere, and it's just fun to watch.
Absolutely. All right, I hear the music. We got to take another break. We'll come back and we'll go through the games. We'll give you our analysis on what we think may or may not happen. And quite frankly, I think these games are too easy this week. So we know that means chaos is about to ensue. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and sometimes we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. And I apologize to people that have been trying to call in. I'm getting some messages letting me know that you're trying to get in, and for some reason you're calls aren't being answered. I ain't mad. I'm not upset. It is what it is. Sometimes people are too busy to take your call, I guess. So my apologies, but you can keep trying us at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it would be Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorfon Sports there. So apologies again if we're not picking up your call. But you can always get at us a couple few different ways, and we can always read your comments and things like that. Just want to mention this real quickly before we get started. There's a few guys in this league that have had the opportunity to win against every single season. I'm sorry, every single team. And Aaron Rodgers has that ability to do it if he can beat the Green Bay Packers. Guys that have done it, Brett Favre, I believe. Drew Brees has done it. Peyton Manning has done it. And, of course, the GOAT, Tom Brady, has done it. So, interesting stuff, and we'll see if that happens or not. But at this time, my friend, we've got to roll through the games, don't we? Dolphins at the Falcons. Kirk Cousins back in the lead there. He's the quarterback. He's been named the starter today. And I'll tell you what, I think that bodes well for the Atlanta Falcons. Give me the Falcons today against the Dolphins, who obviously are struggling with leadership, this, that, and the other. I think it's going to be a tough environment for them. I'll take the Falcons. Who you got?
Oh, look, buddy, I got the Dirty Birds all day today. And it wouldn't matter who's playing quarterback. Miami is complete trash. Like you said, they have leadership issues, the whole thing. They've had leadership issues since Dan Marino left. So I got the Falcons all day today.
Jets playing the Bengals. The Jets are winless. Sooner or later, they're going to win. However, I don't think it happens today against Joey Flacco and the boys. I think the Bengals have actually found a little something. Like, let's keep it real. It's not like they don't have good wide receivers. It's not like they don't have a good running back. It's the defense that usually is troublesome for them. The Jets struggle on in every facet of the game. Like, let's keep it real. I don't even know who the heck the starter is today. I don't think they know who the starter is today, to be honest with you, the way that Terry Glenn was talking about things. So give me the Bengals, man. I think the Bengals, and they could win convincingly today, to be honest with you. So I'll take the Bengals all day. Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Bengals all day. And Andy, if I didn't pick the Bengals, it's my daughter's favorite team. She would literally disown me. So I'm going with the Bengals.
Giants playing the Eagles. Giants had a letdown last week in Denver, a colossal letdown. Like, let's keep it real. That was a collapse, man.
Right.
Just an amazing comeback from Denver at the same time. But they helped them, like, you know, interceptions and three and outs and this and that and the other, and Jackson Dart making some mistakes. I think the Eagles have payback on their mind. They laid a freaking egg in New York against this team. I don't think we see that twice. I don't give a rat's, you know what, about A.J. Brown and all of his nonsense that he's stirring up there in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, where we're not seeing much brotherly love at this point in time. However, they're just too good. I think Saquon gets going. I think Jalen gets going. I think that loss from in Denver kind of lingers a little bit. Give me the Eagles, man. They got to show some face, and they got to regroup against a Giant team that literally destroyed them a couple few weeks ago. I got to take the Eagles at home. Give me the Eagles, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. Look, they're defending Super Bowl champs. They know how to win. They got guys on that team now that have won a title. They know what it takes to win. And like you said, with the whole A.J. Brown thing, I don't care what kind of mess that is. They're just too good to lose to the Giants twice in a year.
Okay, next one we've got is the Billies playing the Panthers. And like I said, the redheaded bomber, Andy D, is back at the helms. And look, you're playing a Buffalo team that has struggled a little bit the last couple few weeks. But at the end of the day, I think they have better personnel. They got the better quarterback. I think they're going to make a few plays to get it done. I do think this could wind up being much closer than we expect it to. But I'll take the Bills, my friend. Give me the Bills on the road. And I think that they get it done against a Panther team that is obviously searching a little bit. They're 4-3. And I think it's interesting that the redheaded bomber is back. But the redheaded bomber is back. And give me Josh Allen all day in that case.
Yeah, I'm gonna also just trumpet what you're saying with the Bills. Better quarterback, just better skill guys. But I also do agree. I go, this, what the spread is like 7.5 or something like that. I think I could see this being a field goal game real easy for some reason. So, but I got the Bills winning today.
Bears go to Baltimore, and there was hope that Lamar would be able to go. He's not going to go. Huntley's going to be the QB today. Cooper Rush is going to take a back seat a little bit here, and he's not getting the go. You know, I think it's an interesting move, actually. I really do. And I do think it gives the Ravens an opportunity to be a little bit more like themselves, because he'll be able to run the ball a little bit, right? Whereas Cooper Rush isn't going to do that very often. I think it gives their offense a little bit more stability, and I think it's a little bit more like it should be. However, I like the way the Bears are playing, and I think that the Bears have found a little something. The defense is really good. The offense is making enough plays, and they're making up for Caleb mistakes. I'm going to take the Bears on the road, man. Get it done in Baltimore. Take Chicago here. Who you got?
Yeah, no, I'm going with the Bears as well. They're showing me something, and they're showing me the new coach is showing Caleb how to play quarterback, and Caleb is showing some improvement. He's showing improvement in maybe in some fundamental stuff and just how he approaches the game. You got to give credit to the organization and Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams for trying to get better, because he had to, you know, being the number one pick and all. But I'm going to go with the Bears today. Baltimore is just in one of those ruts that we really don't see them in. And, you know, Lamar's supposed to come back for the Thursday night game just in time for my Miami Dolphins. So, yeah, great timing.
Interesting spot, really, when you think about it. If they can get a win today and then they can get a win on Thursday, you get two wins in a span of 5 days. It can change the feel a lot. So it's just something to think about. Yeah. I don't necessarily think it happens, but it very well could. 49ers playing the Texans. I don't understand how in the world the Texans are favored here. They are. They really struggle on offense. I think the 49ers are going to make it a difficult day for them. And then obviously the running game with Christian McCaffrey and them. I just think they find a way to make enough plays and get it done. I'm going to take the 49ers on the road. Who you got?
Yeah, bang, bang, 49ers gang. I got the Niners today all day. And let me, real quick, Andy, let me just ask you, what's happened to the Texans? Because they were the trendy team. They're going to do all this. The young quarterback was coming out, and he just hasn't had good success off of his rookie year. It's just shocking to me that the Texans are just not what we thought they were.
Here's Joe Mixon makes a huge difference, my friend. The lack of the running game has put so much more on C.J. Stroud, and the lack of an offensive line has really hurt them. Their defense is stout, man. We saw what their defense did. It's the offense. It's absolutely in shambles right now, and a lot of it has to do with the lack of Joe Mixon, in my humble opinion. Buccaneers playing the Saints today, and I think this is going to be a tight game. I really do. I don't think that the Buccaneers, with the lack of their offensive, you know, those wide receivers, it makes it a lot more difficult on Baker. I do think they'll squeak it out, though. I do like the Buccaneers to get a win in New Orleans against a team that's not really all that good. But it's going to be tougher than you think, but I'll take the Buccaneers to squeak it out.
Yeah, I actually think the Buccaneers are kind of lay it on the Saints a little bit. I'm not saying they're win by four touchdowns, but this is like a 10 point, 14 point final thing, kind of thing. But I do think that they come out in the end.
Cowboys in Denver. I think I'm going to shock you here. I like the Cowboys, man. I think that the offense that they have. I think the way that Denver won last week was extremely emotional and, you know, it was really, really a great feeling for them. But they got to turn right back around and go up against an offensive juggernaut in Dak and CD and Pickens and Javon. I just think it's going to be a tough day where they're going to have to be able to match them with the scoring. And I know that Dallas's defense is a little bit less than good, but I just think that Dak and the guys will make enough plays. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys to win in Denver. Who you got?
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go with Bo Nix and that team. They got something to prove. They're going to come out at home, and they're going to win this game by about 3 to 6 points. I'm going with Denver today.
Titans at the Colts. On paper, this is a complete mismatch, as we all know, but they lace them up and they play the games for a reason. However, right, I just like the way the Colts are playing. They're just really, really good. They're efficient on offense. That tight end, Warren, is awesome. Jonathan Taylor running the ball like an absolute beast. Michael Pittman making plays. Michael Pittman Jr. making plays for them on offense along with the other guys. Danny Dimes just distributing the ball. Give me the Colts, man, and I like them. I think this, like you said about the last game, a little bit ugly. This could wind up getting ugly for the Titans. Give me Colts all day.
Yeah, I got Colts in a blowout today. The Titans are just bad. They're just horrible. So I got the Colts today.
Packers and Steelers, the Sunday nighter, baby. It's going to be fun. It's going to be electric. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers going up against his, you know, the guy that he was mentoring in Jordan Love. And I got to think that my Green Bay Packers are going to make enough plays and they're going to get it done in Pittsburgh tonight. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers, and I'm going to say, no, 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 Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to beat all 32 teams, especially not your old squad. So let's have that wait at least another year, and I don't even know if he'll be back next year. Give me the Packers. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Steelers, and I'll put a lunch at Chipotle on the line for both of us.
All right, sounds fair. I'm down with it. Commanders playing the Chiefs on Monday night. No Jaden Daniels. Give me the Chiefs all day, brother. Who you got?
Right now, the Chiefs are the best team in the league. I got the Chiefs all day.
All right, we made it through. On the other side, we come back and we do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book. With a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today, baby. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. At this time, we do our parting shots. Real quickly, though, before we do that, you can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, it's parting shot time. You are up.
Look, my shout-out just goes to everybody that's a basketball fan. The NBA is here. Say what you want about the whole FBI gambling poker thing. That's its own entity. But the NBA season is here. I'm a huge NBA fan. I know my Celtics are it's going to be different for them. I'm rooting for everybody just to have a good season, see what Jokic does. I think Jokic is going to be the MVP, if not Wemby. And what Wemby did in that opening game, Andy, holy smokes. We got a freak on our hands, but the NBA season is here, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely incredible. The guy is literally the unicorn when you think about it. Look, man, my parting shot is this. We got an awesome Sunday night game with the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Aaron Rodgers going up against his old squad. It's Jordan Love playing against his mentor and the guy that he was sitting behind for so long and learning from. And, you know, this is such a great opportunity for him to go out there and absolutely ball out and play a whale of a football game in Pittsburgh. This is pretty cool, man. I really think it's pretty cool. It's one for the ages, and you can stop Aaron Rodgers from beating all the 32 teams. Like, there's just so much riding. So good luck to the Green Bay Packers. Go out there, have an awesome day, ball out, beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, make the Dorfman and all the Green Bay Packer fans really happy. For Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert on the other side, making it all possible, I'm saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.